Well, first of all, Lindell doesn't understand the implications of standing on drywall stilts and bending down 2 feet below your feet. That speaks of my uncanny ability to stand within the exalted Christ and reach into the sea of forgiven sins and pull out Amen. Things to dwell on and things to enjoy that God has already forgiven.
Amen.
And I just pray that the Lord will work in me that I don't reach down below.
Amen.
That I can reach forward into
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Lindell read a in praying this morning. If you weren't here, you really missed a blessing because we had a blessed time of prayer this morning, and he read a chapter, and one verse just really seemed to strike me, and it's in Psalms 81, in verse 14.
Amen.
I just would like to share with you what I feel the Lord has been working in my life, and this is a part of it. It's so complex, and there's so much going on, and it's hard to share anything, but I just would like to share this, and perhaps it would challenge you too. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. And first of all, we have to understand what is our enemy? What is our adversary? And in my life, it's been, and first of all, as a teenager, I didn't get face problems, and I didn't, I got a nice car, you know, I was always hold back. I wanted a certain job, and my enemy was the guy that got the job. And now it's the interest rates is my enemy. If you only knew what 5 points of interest rate in 3 years can do to your financial picture. and that's been my enemy. But you know, that's not God's enemy. He ain't his enemy at all. He may use those circumstances to reveal to you, and he has to me. God's enemy, I feel, is something that he hates. He hates so much that he crucified. So many times we think that God crucified our sin, but in reality, he carried our sins. Turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 2. And I know what God's enemy is in my life. I know what his adversary is. Galatians 2, 18 through 21. For if I build up against the things that I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead in the law that I might live unto God.
Amen.
I am crucified.
Amen.
Christ crucified the thing that's against him. He crucified his adversary. And that was me.
Amen.
I hung on the cross. My personal desires were there.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm
crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live.
Amen.
Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the prayer is, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God,
Amen.
Who loved me, and he gave himself for me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I do not frustrate the grace of God. So many times, I've been the frustration, every time. I was saved as a young child, 5 years old. I've probably been saved a little longer than Brother Lindell.
Amen.
It'll be 25 years in May.
Amen, brother.
And where have I gone? I've taken and been the Lord's adversary in my life. Even though I had Christ within me, I would not yield to him. I could say the right things, and I could be a good boy in church and went every Sunday and every Sunday night and every Wednesday night, but I never committed my life to him. I never did what he commanded. And the Lord is so lovingly, and not tenderly, but lovingly, he's he's taken the things in me and showed me the vanity in them.
Amen.
My love that I have for carpenter work, the pride that I take in it and my abilities. After you've completed all this and you're so good, what have you really done? Have you really accomplished anything for God?
Amen.
We built a lot of apartments in Houston. Amen. We had different companies that just begged our crew to come in.
Praise.
Oh,
Amen.
Because we could pull them out of the jam. We could do something, you know? And we went to Houston, and they weren't apartments we built, but they only built 10 years. They decided they didn't even want those apartments anymore. Even the bulldozers and bulldoze down $8 or $9 million in apartments. What's the matter this year? They loaded them up trucks and hauled them off.
Oh, my.
What did I accomplish there? I worked extremely hard, put my wife through a tremendous amount of moving. We moved. Talking today, this is the 24th time that I've been going to make trip from Houston, from Texas to Michigan in 8 years. We have moved. Most of those times we're dragging everything with us and moving it back. We've been to so many places, so many different houses within those moves. Just, we don't even consider going across town, moving everything across town to another house is a move. It's, we have learned to be content whatever state we're in, but. And all that was for a financial goal in our lives. We wanted to build something that we could say that we did. We have farms in Michigan, and we're just buying them. We jumped out and bought them. The interest rate was 8%, and now it's over 15%. You're talking about almost as much increase in interest as what you gave to missions last year. And we've gained nothing. And now that the Lord has seemed to show us that we can't handle it. I thought I was young and strong and could do it all, and I can't even handle 5 points of interest. You know? And I just praise the Lord that through it all,
praise
the Lord. That He's showing me that these things don't matter a bit.
That's right. Amen.
And if we put our life, sweat, and toil into this, Brother Billy said last night, I'm halfway through my second cookie.
Praise the Lord.
I've lived 30 years for myself, and even though Christ is in me, and it's a shame that it takes 30 years for me to come to the place where Christ can actually speak to me. He spoke to me once as a child, and I was tender, and I turned to Him, and I praised the Lord for that time.
Amen.
But then I hardened my heart and wouldn't listen to the Word. I do not make frustration the grace. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Paul could say that. He frustrated it once. He worked very hard to frustrate it. He worked as hard to frustrate it as I worked to build my own kingdom. But by the grace of God, he was able to say that I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ in dead is in vain. And if I don't let Christ live in me, then in some sense his death was in vain in my life. I just pray that as we go to Mexico, we can
Amen.
Keep the vision.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord has called us there.
Amen.
Of course, my thought is that I can go and have my building dreams again. Well, get us 100 acres and build it full of houses for all the missionaries that the church sends out. But God's really been impressing on me just the last couple months that I need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Even though perhaps the Lord would use some of the skills that He's put within me down there to help, maybe He won't. But I know He wants me to preach the gospel.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
He didn't command us to go into all the world and build the houses. And,
Amen, brother. Amen.
Just to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And I just praise the Lord for a group of believers that will be sold out to the work of Christ.
Amen.
Not to our own selfish desires.
Amen.
And I just praise the Lord for the opportunity to serve Him.
Amen. Praise the Lord.